If you live around Morwell or Yarram, you may have at some stage driven along Jumbuck Road, maybe even to see the snow. It's been a pretty hotly disputed stretch of road for the last 9 years. Logging company Hancock Victoria Plantations wants to run trucks along it, but residents are worried about safety. To explain more, we're joined by local residents Bill Roberts and Brian Kilday. What do you think could happen if logging trucks are used on this road? Brian, I'll go to you first.
Well, what we're concerned about is that the formation width of the road is too narrow, and you have a steep batter on one side, and then there's only a nominal verge on the other side, and then the road just falls away down to the valley. So the real problem is that if a vehicle meets an oncoming log truck, they can't really take evasive action, you know, apart from probably going over the edge of the hill. That's our main concern.
Brian, you're worried that someone, you know, could get hurt?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's quite a steep drop down off the road. It drops down to Billy's Creek, and it's probably in some places, you know, almost a kilometre down the hill if you don't hit a tree in the meantime. So, yeah, it's quite a dangerous situation.
Bill, what do you think could be the consequences of these trucks going along this road?
Brian's answered it very well. The other issue is, too, that because it's along the side of the Strzelecki Ranges, it's a winding goat track, so to speak. It's an access road, which is the narrowest road next to a gravel road. And with this windy corners, your sight distance is limited, so you don't necessarily see the truck until they're about 2 seconds from you. The other issue is that trucks in corners and roadways like this need to come out wider on the bends. So what's happening is that even though it's a government road, we have a truck coming down on our side of the road, and that's the problem. Then we've got nowhere as residents or tourists, nowhere else to go.
You're meeting with council and the logging company on Friday. What are you hoping they'll agree to?
Bill and I and the other residents have discussed this at some length, and we think that probably the solution to the problem is to use escort vehicles on the road. So we're hoping that we might get agreement that any log trucks using Jumbuck Road and Junction Road, which is another road they have to use, would have escort vehicles so that oncoming traffic gets fair warning that there's a truck coming down.
And so when you're talking about escort vehicles, you mean those ones, utes maybe in front of and behind the truck that say, watch out, heavy load coming?
That's the type of thing, yeah. Just one in front, with a flashing light generally. And they're able to, warn people coming up the road that there's a log truck coming down. Yeah.
Now, this dispute has run on a long time. Why are you two so passionate about this?
Well, the real problem was the history of it. It goes back to 2005, which is when there was first a suggestion of log trucks using the road. There was a council meeting in 2007 that voted unanimously against allowing log trucks on Jumbuck Road. Then we had a change of councillors, and in 2009 the matter was brought back to council, and on that occasion council decided by a 5-4 majority in favour of loaded log trucks, subject to some of the corners being widened. But why we've been so sort of passionate, I guess, in opposing this is that decision was made on the basis of some very distorted information, and we don't think that the council has got a true picture of the situation.
So do you think if these warning vehicles were put in place, that would solve it for you and you'd be happy with the situation then?
Yeah, we'd be reasonably happy with warning vehicles. Our concern all along has just been with safety. We think that would be adequate from a safety point of view.